the new filter cigarette from Chesterfield. It's 1 millimeter longer than the hundreds.
A silly millimeter longer.
101.
A silly millimeter longer.
101.
A silly millimeter longer? Wait till you taste it. The 101, it's one better.
A silly millimeter longer.
101.
A silly millimeter longer.
And we're off again at the beginning. In case you haven't noticed, this is the first weekend of December. That's the month you make the discovery when you're out shopping that people come in many different sizes, none of which you know. So take this advice from old Uncle Henry. Remember, this Christmas, as every Christmas, every woman alive wants Chanel No. 5. In a big size, of course. Music for you by Harper's Bazaar. On the go with Monitor, your music and information center.
Presenting music to relax and fill up your tank by. Take in a good gas station. Pop over to Citgo, where you'll find the finest products and services in a little nicer gas station. Citgo. You may not want to live there, but it's a nice place to visit.
Monitors ring around the world. Close-ups of people and events here and abroad brought to you by State Farm Mutual, the world's largest car insurance company. In 1 minute, a background report on Senator Eugene McCarthy's candidacy for the presidential nomination. First this.
Hi, this is George Carlin. I get a kick out of pushing the buttons on my car radio, going quickly from the middle of one commercial into the middle of another commercial. You get some rather unusual advice, like this.
Rub generously into your scalp at bedtime and you'll wake up
covered with thick, creamy chocolate sauce.
Then I wondered if people switched stations in the middle of my commercials for State Farm Mutual, the world's largest car insurer, would they still get the message? Let's see. State Farm has a coast-to-coast claim service network to give you fast, friendly claim service anywhere, in your own town or as you're driving.
Non-stop from Los Angeles to Honolulu, seven times daily.
No wonder State Farm insures more than 9 million cars, and no wonder the drivers of those cars invite you to...
Take one can of tomato paste.
Pour it in your gas tank and you'll be amazed.
At State Farm's low rates, too. And remember, there are more than 9,500 State Farm agents across the country. Get to know the one nearest you and...
Keep an extra one in your glove compartment.
Now, Robert McCormick, NBC News congressional correspondent.
Rarely has a presidential campaign started in such an offbeat, cynical, whimsical fashion as Senator Eugene McCarthy's opening move last week to bump President Johnson. McCarthy was asked at one point what help, if any, he might expect or get from the Democratic National Committee, with a pleasant, beguiling smile, a tall, gray man from Minnesota said he thought that was unimportant, that he'd rather have the support of one congressman than the support of the entire National Committee. Well, this is just plain political heresy. McCarthy was asked about his relations with the Kennedy family. Would he give way to Robert Kennedy if the New York senator finally decided to oppose President Johnson himself? McCarthy answered, it might not be that voluntary. McCarthy was a go-for-broke supporter of the late Adlai Stevenson when Stevenson ran for the presidency. Would McCarthy get support from the remnants of the Stevenson group? McCarthy thought he might, but he said, circumstances today make it difficult for some of these people to support me in daylight. McCarthy admitted he'd discussed his candidacy, casually, with Vice President Humphrey, had Humphrey tried to persuade McCarthy not to run. No, said McCarthy, he just made a few suggestions he thought might be useful. Well, all these things would indicate that the fun-loving rover boy from Minnesota is more of a stand-up comedian than a serious presidential candidate. But old-time Democratic leaders are worried, as is evidenced by the fact that they insist on comparing McCarthy's candidacy to what happened to the Democrats 20 years ago, when a small group of Southern Democrats formed the States' Rights Party with the now Republican Strom Thurmond as their candidate, and when large groups of liberal Democrats followed the left-wing Progressive Party that boosted former New Dealer Henry Wallace as their candidate. The only consolation the Democrats can draw from the comparison is the fact that President Truman was reelected, but only after one of the biggest upsets in American political history. Robert McCormick, NBC Congressional Correspondent.
Ring Around the World, another in Monitor's series of close-ups of people and events here and abroad. This report also brought to you by VM, the voice of
music. VM, the voice of music, makes the most remarkable portable stereo phonographs, like that portable component system they invented. But some people can't remember that name. All right, just use it in a sentence like, what was I saying?
VM, the voice of music, has everything but fame. You can get a whole lot more for your money if you just remember that name.
In 6 minutes on Monitor Sports, Heisman Trophy winner Gary Beban of UCLA, and you are on the Monitor Beacon. You'll hear Camelot next on Monitor. It's new by King Richard's Flugel Knights, which is kind of appropriate. Back in the old days, a fellow became a knight only when the king decided to bestow the honor. Nowadays, even a lowly knave can become a knight. Forsooth! All he need remember is that this Christmas, as every Christmas, every woman alive wants Chanel No. 5.
Thank you. afraid to eat too well because you get acid indigestion, heartburn, gas? If you take plain antacid tablets but don't get the relief you want, listen to this. Your plain antacid doesn't have the extra ingredient you may need. That's why you should know about Digel. Digel contains simethicone, the extra ingredient that helps Digel break up uncomfortable stomach gas. Then the antacids in Digel neutralize excess acid easily. So since Digel gives you two kinds of relief, you feel better fast. D-I-G-E-L. Digel. Tablets or liquid. At all drug counters. Now's the time to get your new 1968 St. Joseph Family Almanac calendar. Has 30 full-color pages with recipes, household tips, beauty hints, and much more. It's your druggist's free gift for you, and it's ready now. The new 1968 St. Joseph Family Almanac calendar. Free at your druggist's.
Best of both worlds, that's what you want. All your way, that's not my way. I won't share you, I couldn't bear to. It's time for you to choose which love you'd rather lose. Could you love her and forget me? Are you sorry that you've met me? What we've been through means nothing to you. I can't satisfy you.
Takes a winner to cash in the chips. Monitor Sports, brought to you by your Lincoln Mercury dealer, home of the Better Idea cars from the makers of Lincoln Continental.
A year ago, the roar of a new cougar echoed across the land. Mercury Cougar, the big cat, the year's most successful new car. For 1968, 1968 Cougar looks for new worlds to conquer. Fully equipped with nothing less than a big new 302 cubic inch V8, standard. Concealed headlamps, standard. Sequential turn signals, standard. Bucket seats and stick shift, full width rear seat, all standard. And a cat smooth luxury ride. There's a sporty new Cougar GTE and a luxury Cougar XR7 with a look and feel of a fine European road car. Only Mercury's got it. The big cat with the fine car touch. Mercury Cougar. Pound for pound, dollar for dollar. The best equipped luxury sports car in America. See it at your Mercury dealers now.
Meow. I feed my car raw hamburger. UCLA quarterback Gary Beban has gone along for years knowing exactly where he was heading after graduation, and then suddenly the Heisman Trophy and a brand new world for Gary Beban in Technicolor. He talked about it with Monitor's Bob Goggin.
Gary, how do you feel? Well, it's, I have to be a man with mixed emotions. The feeling of surprise and because of two other fine candidates and then being chosen the winner, a feeling of gratefulness and appreciation to so many people, coaches and teammates and players, and the institution itself. They all sort of happened at once.
Well, Gary, I bet you were sort of unhappy with the last couple of games. UCLA did lose. Do you think that might have hurt your chances originally? Were you a little down about the possibility of getting the Heisman Trophy?
There's some strong feelings of disappointment, of course, in the loss with SC, and I really never considered the losses hurting my Heisman Trophy chances, because I wasn't out there playing for the Heisman Trophy. You're playing to win ball games, and I really didn't give it much consideration or thought when the ball game was over.
What do you consider your greatest accomplishment in all the games that you've played at UCLA?
I think the greatest accomplishment is 24 wins in 3 years, and they're not done by an individual. It's done by a team, and it spans over 70 different ball players and numerous coaches, and it's a tremendous feeling of personal satisfaction.
Gary, your loss to USC. Gary Beban, congratulations on winning the Heisman Trophy, and good luck to you.
Thank you very much.
This is Robert Goggin for Monitor Sports.
Now, this word about Autolite.
You're listening to a $250,000 experimental car, hand-built by Ford. It's got a $50,000 body, a $10,000 control panel, and a $4 oil filter. An Autolite filter, the same kind you buy. How come a $4 Autolite filter in a $250,000 car? Because there is no better filter, not at any price. Get an Autolite oil filter for your car. Whatever kind you drive.
Keep up with sports on Monitor. Complete coverage throughout the weekend. Johnny Harris, the world's a lovely place. This place here is Monitor. News coming up next.
Keep tuned, the latest news now is on the air. Keep tuned for sports and views now from everywhere.